Okay.
Kasi nasasayang yung whole experience eh. Kasi yung mga premium cigars, may three parts yan. So may nagtatransition siya.
Nag-iba yung lasa eh. No?
Oo. Oh. So may first third, second third, right. Saka finish. Yung last third.
Okay. Yung iba, they really enjoy when it's like about here already. Nasa dulo na. Kaya iba, parang nakastick na, di ba?
Usually yan, sa second, third, start ng second, third, doon na umu-okay.
Oh. So, when it's in the last, do you put out the fire? No, di ba?
No, just leave it sa...
Because the smell is really strong when you put it. It's not like a cigarette na papatay mo yung upos ba? Tama ba?
Oo. Oh.
So, eto hindi. You leave it like there.
Oh. Leave it like that. Kasi mamamatay naman yun.
Patong mo sa ashtray, leave it there. And then, let it die on its own.
Yeah.
Right. So that's common courtesy, I think, when you're smoking a cigar.
At saka when you're buying kahit saan na humidor.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hold the unless you're buying it.
Right. Don't hold it yet.
Don't hold the cigar, especially pag walang cellophane.
Why is it so sensitive?
Pwede ba tuklap? Syempre, germs nung kamay mo. Oh. Pwedeng ma-damage yung cigar.
Especially now.
Tapos yung iba pa, dinidikit pa sa ilong nila. Okay. Diba? Pag nangyayari yun, wala na. Tapon ko na.
Okay. So if you touch it, if you go to a humidor shop or a cigar shop, if you touch it, you're gonna have to buy it. Right?
Courtesy lang.
Courtesy lang. So if you're gonna hold it, make sure that you're gonna buy it and don't smell
it. You will be given naman the complete details. Kami sa shop, binibigyan na namin lahat ng details eh. Lahat ng literature dyan.
Okay. Okay, let's talk about naman storing your cigars. If you have a collection of cigars, like I have a small case for some of my cigar collections.
Nice, so nice.
Wala lang battery.
Carbon fiber.
Pero this one holds about, I think, 30 big size cigars and separate siya. And why do you have to keep it at 60% to 70% humidity? And some 65, ganun. Why is that so? What's the humidity supposed to be at 60 to 70?
Yun yung optimum humidity ng cigars to be fresh.
Okay. Diba, Adrian said parang one of the biggest flex you can make with a cigar is owning 20-year-old, 30-year-old cigars
aged cigars.
Na nasa'yo. Tapos it's perfectly, you know.
Usually, yan, yung mga in-age, mga Cuban cigars.
20 to 30 years. Yeah. Tapos, it's stored at 60 to 70.
Constant.
Regardless kung Pasko or summer.
Kasi it's constant. Dun mo may age ng maayos yung tobacco.
So, there are a lot of collectors like those, diba? Yeah. Maraming ganong klase.
Surprisingly.
And we don't know about it. They're not on social media and stuff. So, these are things that really are done by people who are into these types of collection. And mapawaw ka talaga with their collections. Like millions.
Ako na yun napapawaw.
Millions talaga yung worth, no? Because it's not just the cigar's worth, but the time spent aging it. Like wine. Parang wine, di ba? Mga wine and whiskey collectors, they have wine collections from 90s, 80s pa. Right?
Mga vintage.
Yeah. I mean, it's like watches. So someone that has a cigar collection na dating back to 90s, 80s, mapawaw ka talaga. So, they store it, because you're really a humidor shop, eh, di ba? Primarily, you're a humidor shop. Yeah. It just so happens that you also sell cigars at the same time. So, talk about yung parang different types of humidors that you have. Yung pinakamalaki, parang ref.
The humidors we have, let's start from the big one?
Yeah, let's start from the big ones. Big ones muna. The one your shop.
So, what we have right now is the electric humidor.
Okay.
So, just plug and play yun. I-season mo lang. Season meaning, papasip mo muna yung cedar
nung, dun sa...
Kasi yung mga trays, may mga tray, cedar tray sa loob yun eh. So, before putting in your cigars, you have to season it.
Okay.
Meaning, you have to have it sip muna ng moisture.
It takes about mga 5 days to 7 days? Ganun?
10 to 14 days.
Wow, 10 to 14 days. Okay, before you can put in any cigar.
Yes.
Okay. And then, what's the temperature that's constant there? Where does it play? 17 to 20?
Ang safe na temperature is around 17 to 21 degrees.
21 degrees Celsius. 17 Celsius. To 21, okay.
So parang wine din, no? Minus na yun.
Kaya pala iba, nakahalo yung wine. Iba na ilalagay
nila. Parang same ano sa
because there's certain storage, right? There's certain wines na yun yung requirement. Mm-hmm. Oh, hanggang 17 lang. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then then you can put in your cigars there, mix it up. Okay lang ba naka-case?
Okay lang. Okay lang. Okay lang. Kahit okay. Nakatubo siya, yung katulad nun sa'yo, pag naka, right. Nakatubo, okay lang.
Okay lang yun. Mm. Okay. And then, alright, there's two kinds of cigars, parang you mentioned to me about New World and Cuban. Because most people know about Cuban cigars. Why are Cubans so expensive? Why are Cuban cigars so expensive? Like Cohiba, for example.
Because of its rarity.
Okay.
Parang...
It's illegal in the States, right? Is it?
Ngayon, hindi na. Medyo na. Nag-o-open. You can bring home sa US.
Oo.
Pero...
Ano lang? Pang PSG?
May number lang.
PSG nga. PSG lang. Okay.
Parang siguro isang box hanggang two boxes, which okay. is mga 50
Hindi pa
yung
crate na. Oh. So what's the difference between a Cuban and a New World?
Okay. Define. Bigay muna natin yung meaning sa kanila ng New World.
Yeah. What's a New World?
New World cigars are... cigars made outside of Cuba.
Okay.
So pwede siyang kung dito sa atin,
name New World
Nicaraguan okay. cigars, Honduran cigars, yung Herrera Esteli, Nicaraguan
nga ito nga.
Oo.
Okay.
May Dominican Republic.
Okay.
So same dito,
same weather din yung sa Cuba, atin, no?
Meron tayong mga magaganda, okay yung mga
well,
local cigars.
Ano yung dalawang
natin?
Brand na sikat na matagal na sa Pilipinas? Na local.
Don Juan Urquijo.
Oo. And then,
yung 1801.
Right. And for super newbies na,
yung Tabacalera. Ano,
Tabacalera, it's one of the things I have as well.
New World yan.
I have the 20th anniversary. I use that.
Good cigars.
These are Filipino cigars, ha? As in, 1800s pa. Mm. Diba? Late 1800s pa nagawa. So,
saka yung
quality
seed,
rin siya.
Cuban seed yung ginagamit.
It's just that it's grown here.
Handmade
here din yun, diba? Hindi pa rin siya machine, diba? I think.
I'm not sure with that.
They say that it's still handmade here in the Philippines. Uh-huh. I don't know. I'm not sure about it. But there are a few good New World cigars here in the Philippines. So, I mean, if you're in a very, very tight budget, you could take a look at that as well and see if it's something for you.
Good, very good
kasi
cigars.
I wouldn't suggest like going straight to a Cuban cigar that's worth, you know, 4,000, 5,000 a pop.
Parang motor lang eh. Dapat doon ka muna sa
starter
sa
level.
200, 300cc. Tapos go up
and then,
the litter bike.
Right. It's like, you know, you're handed right away a Ferrari. Parang and you don't know how to drive yet. So you start off maybe with the...
Hindi mo rin masyado may enjoy.
With a Toyota first and then you start progressing and so on and so forth. So, you know, get a feel of it. Get a good feel of it. Taste it first if it's something you enjoy or not. Kasi it's a niche. Eh. It's not really for everyone. And of course, you have to be about 21.
Yeah.
21 is the legal age, right? Yeah. To buy, to purchase. So you have
18?
To, is it 18? I don't know. Yeah, 18 nata. Cigarettes, di ba? Same as cigarettes, I think. Sa? Depende sa country. So I think in the Philippines, it's 21.
21.
Okay. Yeah, 21. Just to be safe. Okay. So New World is supposed to be cheaper than Cubans? Mostly.
Not all the time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Can you show me examples ng, like for example, the cheapest one or the most affordable one that
yung
you have?
Yung favorite ko kasi sa mga below 500, uh-huh. below 400 okay. cigars. Is the this is a Nicaraguan cigar.
What's it called?
Last call okay. By AJ Fernandez.
Okay. This is what I
that's
have.
That's the Habano.
Yung sa akin white and black eh, yung wrapper.
Maduro 'yun.
Maduro.
That's the darker one.
Okay, mas dark 'to. Okay.
Mas light 'yan.
All right. Okay. So this is an example of that's probably what how much? 400?
This is 390.
So this is probably the cheapest that you can get per piece. Mas mura pag
pero
ibay
favorite
daw,
ko
to.
Kaya ako nagki-carry nito.
Parate.
Nang madami.
Oo. Kasi mabilis maubos yan.
Mabilis mo. At saka favorite ko to eh. So parang sa tingin ko, kung nagustuhan ko, magugustuhan din ng mga customers. Which, okay naman.
Okay. So, after that, what's a mid-tier, for example, after that na pwede mapakita?
This one is the aging room.
Okay.
Nicaraguan
cigar.
Ato
Nicaraguan din.
Okay. Cigar of the year 2019.
Okay, what do you taste here with this one?
May chocolate notes yan.
Is it medium? Medium to?
Medium to full.
Medium to full, okay.
Best pair yan.
What size whiskey is this? Parang torpedo yung shape torpedo ng dulo. Torpedo, no? Okay. And then, how much is this usually retail?
That one goes for 600.
600, okay. So
tapos
from
if you order per box, we still
mas
give
mura
discounts.
Oh. Yeah, usually box are from 10, 20 to 25.
25, yes, right.
Sometimes may sampler ng mga 5, ganun.
Oo, meron din.
But usually it's between 10 to 20. Okay. Yeah. And what's probably an expensive New World cigar?
The favorite ko, eto, is the Padron and the T52.
Okay, that's a huge one. Okay,
this one's the double T52 double
one.
Corona.
Okay, this is a fat one, guys.
And Padron Serie.
Ito mukhang dark to.
Okay yan.
Full to.
Medium to medium para to full sa akin, medium to full siya.
And this is, what's the notes in this? What would you say?
Liga Privada.
Privada. Oh, Liga Privada. Okay. So this is about how much?
That's 1450.
1450. Okay.
Kasi,
this one is about, for me,
3 hours
to. Sabi ko 2 na, pero okay. For me, mga 3 hours to. Siguro by 2 hours, medyo hilo-hilo na ako na to. I'm not a heavy cigar smoker. I usually smoke cigar when I'm changing the water in my aquarium tank because it's a 400-gallon tank. So it takes me about an hour to change, to remove and change the water. So tamang-tama sa akin mga 45-minute cigar. And
robusto.
Then probably, sometimes I have either a whiskey, a beer, or wine. Either of the three. Pag ayaw ko ng alcoholic beverage, pipili ako ng juice. Orange juice, ginagamit
orange
ko.
Orange juice.
Yeah. Oh. And this one,
this
another example.
The Padron. Number Padron. 90.
Ooh, packaging pa lang. Ganda na. Okay. Sometimes I'm also addicted to the, I'm a sucker for packaging. I mean, I'm all about branding, right? So, packaging, this one, top quality. How much is this?
That one's one nine.
Okay, and it comes in a box of 20?
Box of 24.
24, okay.
Yeah.
So, 19. Okay. Sige. Alright, now let's go to Cuban naman. What's probably the entry-level Cuban that I can go to? Starter pack.
Naubos sa starter pa.
Pero what would that be? Wala dyan. Okay.
Wala dito.
Pero what would you say is a starter pack for Cubans?
Well, ako kasi, ang pag gusto ko na medyo mild to medium, tsaka kung meron mga newbies na gusto ng Cubans.
Want to go straight to Cubans.
Want to try
okay.
Cubans.
Right.
I go for the Monte Cristo.
Okay, I have that. Okay. The Monte Cristo. How much is the Monte Cristo?
This size, 1.7.
1.7, okay. Yeah. And then, what's the smallest one? So that's a Cohiba eh. What do you call? Parang cigarette siya, pero hindi, mas mataba pa rin. What do you call that size?
Exquisitos.
Ha? Huh?
Exquisitos,
okay. And this Cohiba, what's the name of it?
Cohiba Exquisitos.
Okay, and then how much is that?
This one is 1.7.
1.7 din, see? Sa Cohiba. Ganong kalit lang yan, 1.7 yun. Mm-hmm. Okay, and what's another type of Cuban cigar that you have there? What's the other two?
This was the Partagas Serie P number 2.
Okay, and
malaki rin, malaki big cigar.
How much is that one?
This one's 1.9.
Okay, and the other one?
This one's the Edition Limitada na Romeo Julieta.
Romeo Julieta. That, sikat yan eh, no? I've seen those a lot in reviews. High ratings always. How much is that?
This one's 3.5.
3.5, okay. And that one, the last
the
one?
Bolivar Exclusivo Portugal.
Okay. Oh, this, Portugal. Okay.
Portugal exclusive.
Portugal exclusive. Pero it's still made in Cuba.
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
and that, yes, that's yes. How much?
This one's 4,000.
That's the most expensive one that I think that we have here.
Yeah.
Okay.
For now.
What makes it that expensive? I mean, you have a cigar para mga 6,000, di ba? May mga ganun kang klase.
Meron din.
Madalas, it's out of stock.
Nauubos eh.
Because meron buyers na pupunta doon.
Wala pa sa akin.
Na-order na.
Oh,
wala na, sold out na. So parating pa lang sa'yo galing Cuba, pagdating, in transit pa lang, wala na, sold out na. So when you go to this website, you should see a lot of the items sold out na or naka-reserve na. Kasi nga, nagpapareserve na ng maaga yung mga hardcore collectors. Diba? So, okay. We've shown New World, we've shown Cubans. Okay. What are accessories that you need when you have cigars? Besides,
basic
of course,
yung, basic cutter and basic butane. Lighter.
Mabilis na maubos ang butane. When you have a, pakita mo yung lighter mo. Like, mabilis maubos yan. Probably, that would light up mga 10. 10 cigars.
Oh, no? Ito soft flame kasi ito eh.
Oh.
Pero siguro if you're starting, mas okay yung ano, torch.
Torch, yeah.
Sinasabi mo kanina.
Ako, ang dami ko ng torch. Kasi either naiiwan ko, nawawala
soft,
ko.
Soft flame
yan, soft flame yan. Pero torch yan, see?
Hindi, hindi siya torch.
Ay, hindi pala
soft
torch.
Flame
soft flame
siya,
pala.
Pero butane. Oo. Butane
pag torch kasi
siya.
Nag-blue pala, sorry. Yeah. Meron ako yung torch na mura lang eh. Yung mga tag-
oh, pwede.
Kasi yun yung mga tipong okay lang mawala. Kasi oh. Sakit mawala.
Basta yung mga butane mahal, kasi, eh. Pagka yung normal na cricket na hindi butane, nagsisip
oh,
yung dun sa cigar.
Eh. Yeah, oo. And some people still prefer yung matchstick talaga. Nakita ko. Nagbabaan sila.
Oo.
Pero hindi yung ano, yung pangsindi ng kandila. Not that. May specific na...
Cedar.
Oh.
Yung iba yung match na mahaba.
Okay.
Yung match na mahaba.
Okay. So what do you think is one tip for someone who's a beginner in cigars? What would you tell them? Mas, you know, an advice?
Parang sa akin, just enjoy. Parang wag kang ma-confine sa, oh, dapat ganito, dapat ganyan.
Oo.
Enjoy lang, relax lang.
Oo. There's a connotation, di ba, na, you know, when you're smoking cigar, oh, mayaman, pamayaman lang yan eh. Is that true for you?
Hindi naman.
Hindi naman. I mean, you've seen local cigars go for like, you know, 90 pesos a piece. Right? I mean, still more expensive than a cigarette. Like one stick na, 10 pesos ata, 12, di ba? Mahal na nga rin siya. I was floored nung nalaman ko yung isang tingi pagbibili ka sa kanto, 10 to 15 pesos na isang cigarette. So, cigars also are expensive, but it's not as if, you know, it's parang, whoa, mayaman, pag ganun. Yun yung parati kasi sinasabi na pag nag-cigar. No, it's not, right?
Hindi naman.
Okay. So, ikaw, what do you like the most about cigars?
At first, enjoy ako sa kanya pairing it with my favorite drink.
Yeah.
Usually yun, whiskey, beer. Pero as we go, parang 3 years, maging 3 years na rin ako sa business, I'm more on the conversations.
Mm.
Parang yung pag nasa shop ako, si cigar
ako. Oo nga, di ba?
Parang, ano eh, parang okay siya na habang nakikipagkwentuhan ka.
It's a conversation starter and something that keeps the conversation going.
Yeah,
kasi you have to finish it, so you relax, you're sitting down.
Parang locked in kayo na malaki yung cigar.
Naka-Italian leather yung ano mo eh, sa shop mo eh. I mean, we're not smoking here in the studio just because, you know, fire hazard and bawal siya. Sa kanya kasi pwede. So if you go to a shop, schedule one, you know, if you want to hang out there.
Pwede naman.
You can schedule a session there if you want to smoke a cigar here at 11 Brixton. Parang yung cigarettes kasi, you can chain smoke eh. Like, cigar ba? Is it something you can chain cigar?
Siguro, personality, for me, kasi I have customers.
Nakaka-3 cigars,
4 cigars sila a day.
Oo.
So, siguro yung tolerance mo na lang.
It depends siguro on the tolerance level, perhaps. It's not, I mean, depende na sa yan. But, one thing's for sure, cigars are also addictive. Ah. I'm not telling people to go into this habit if, you know, you don't have any vices like this. It's still a vice, right? But I'm not here to convince you to start smoking a cigar.
Meron niya akong client kanina, share ko lang. Sabi kami nag-cigar kanina. Parang sinasabi niya, ako nga, pas hinahanap, pero 90s pa lang nag-cigar na yun.
Right, oo.
Pero pag hinahanap niya na raw yung cigar, parang nagki-crave na siya, tinitigil niya.
Okay.
Kasi hindi na yun for pleasure eh.
Yeah, oo.
Parang na-addict ka na sa nicotine.
Yeah, iba yung ganun eh. Oo.
So parang ginagawa niya, pag na-feel niya na yun, tinitigil niya.
Oo.
Tapos siguro, tigil siya ng 1 week. Tapos
right.
Next week na siya uli magsisigar.
Yeah, just like anything too much is not good for you.
It's not good, yes.
Right? So this is something for enjoying and pleasure, relaxation, not something to, mm-hmm. you know, do every day or so, if that's the case. So, kumaga, it's just like drinking, smoking, moderation.
Ooh.
Right? That's what we'll always advise. I mean, we're not gonna tell you to do it every day if mm-hmm. you wanted to, but, you know, we're just sharing the like, for beginners nga, like basics of it, and you know, like when you go to the when you go to the cigar shop, you sit down there, you have good conversations with people, and that's a good way also to network then, to know more mm-hmm. more people, di ba? Kasi may makakausap ka na iba yung industry niya, makakausap mo, di ba? Kaya when I hang out in your humidor shop, ang dami ko nakikilala ng ibang tao na I wouldn't have met if we weren't smoking cigars, right? So it's a good conversation starter, right, and a good way to connect to other people, I would say, right? So, kaya nga, there's siguro a connotation na siguro pang mayaman, kasi it's because of business, right? It's because they're connected because of business. Kaya ako marami na akong narigaluhan ng cigars eh. Friends and business partners, I give them cigars as gifts. May tanong pala ako. Why do you think there are so much lesser na women na nagsisigar?
Siguro kasi medyo...
Is it masculine talaga?
Oo, parang ganun. Eh, okay.
Pero I've seen in Instagram...
Sure. Baka ma-quote tayo ng mga...
I've seen in Instagram kasi, I've seen
pero
marami, women...
Pero marami, mga nagre-review nga eh. Oh, yeah. Cigar Vixen, di ba?
Okay. Marami akong kilala ng mga babae na nagko-collect ng cigar and
at saka may mga customers ako na...
May customers ka rin.
Either dalawa yun eh. Uh-oh. Either regaluhan nila yung asawa nila, yung boyfriend nila. O they're trying it out.
Okay.
Yun.
I mean, it's not gender-based. Okay. I was it's not because you're a man or a woman. It's not based on gender or, you know, class or level. It's still for everyone, right? Mm. Just like, you know, any hobby there is out there. Okay. Anything to add with regard
kalimutan
to this?
Kalimutan ko na may add dapat ako. kalimutan ko eh. May sinabi ka eh. May gusto kong i-add eh.
Alin? About? Okay lang. Napakita mo naman lahat ng klase ng cigars na eh.
Right? Oo.
But most, like some of the best ones. Like we wanted to categorize from light to medium to bold. And then from the cheapest one to the most expensive ones, difference of New World and Cubans and the things that you need. So I think that's the important things you need to know to start. So yung courtesy talaga eh. Like, you know...
Ah, ito. Naalala ko na.
Ano?
When someone gives you a cigar,
right.
Dapat yun, yung courtesy mo, kung ikaw yung binigyan, you have to smoke it with the guy. Okay, give it to you. Not unless sabihin niya na, oh, itago mo yan sa humidor mo.
Oh, pa next time.
Sumok mo pagka,
So when he hands it to you,
ganun na pag nagsisigar siya, tapos binigyan ka.
Oo.
Yung courtesy mo doon,
I remember, si Derek, si Dondi, when he gave me a cigar, a Cohiba cigar, we smoked it right away, that day itself. Because, you know, he's celebrating something eh. So the guy was celebrating something, so...
Usually yan, meron may special happening sa ano niya.
And one of the reasons I also keep Cubans, it's really for special occasions. When it's something for me to celebrate, it's like popping, you know, a champagne. Yeah. Parang ganun for me. So when I light up a Cuban, an expensive Cuban for me, it's like, I'm relaxing with something that, you know, can make me feel good during that time. So, and meron naman yung pang biglaan lang. Meron ganun. So, kaya I have different cigars in my collection in my house and here in the office as well. Okay. You good?
Good.
Okay. Well, that's it. That's all we have for today's the AA show, this episode 8, right? So, if you have any comments, suggestions, feel free to leave it in the comment section down below, and we'll see you again in the next episode. Peace out. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast episode. If you found value in today's episode, make sure to share it and tag me on your social media accounts, and I'll do my best to repost or comment on it. Follow me on Instagram at antonioaguirre.jr. Leave a comment about this episode and subscribe to me on my YouTube channel, Coach Antonio Aguirre Jr. I'll talk to you soon on the next podcast episode. All right? Peace. Hi there, Coach Antonio Aguirre here for the Life Deck Show. I'm very excited to bring you so much value in each podcast episode, like this one that you're about to listen to. Well, I do hope you enjoy listening to each episode just as much as I did recording this for you. All right, let's dig into today's episode. Let's go. Welcome to the AA Show. This is episode 8, right? We're at episode 8. And one of the things I'm very passionate about, or one of the hobbies that I do, I call it a hobby, is I learned this sort of during the pandemic period. I think it's part of me finding time to relax and just ponder on. It slows down time for me. And what I'm trying to say here is about this. This is cigar. So I'm gonna talk about me and my friend here are gonna talk about cigars and everything. Maybe for beginners, siguro for beginners, we want to share more. Because I didn't know much about cigars back then, but my business partners were always giving me cigars and letting me try different cigars. I had no idea what I was doing back then, but it's something that we do for pastime. But we want to remove some sort of, some myths, some beliefs that about, that cigars are just for rich people and stuff like those. It's not. No, we want to change that connotation and maybe convince you that it's not something for higher classes. I don't know what's the term for that. Parang, is there a term for something for show or it's not oligarch. Ano bang term? For elite, mga elitista? No, hindi naman eh. So I'm here with my good friend from high school, who owns a cigar shop and a humidor shop called Humidor Manila. I've had him before in my episode, but he didn't want to be there in the episode back then about branding. But my friend Lem Junicio is here, and I wanted to bring him in because he knows a lot more about cigars. I mean, if you have a cigar shop, would it make sense that you know a lot more about cigars, right? So I wanted to ask, kasi just the basics of why people are into cigars. Like, I'm not going to say a niche or something, but why are people getting into cigars more and more? It's like a lifestyle. But what do you think?
Well, I think it's siguro yung mga new cigar smokers.
Right.
They're bored. Especially now, dahil pandemic, nasa pandemic pa.
Like me, yeah.
Yeah. So there's parang they're looking for something na pwedeng isabay sa whiskey. Since sawa na sila uminom ng beer tsaka whiskey right. Lang.
Right.
Diba? And, something to pair it with.
Parang minention mo sa akin before, parang huwag ka maniwala doon sa mga sasabihin nila na ito dapat sa whiskey, ito dapat kailangan juice, ito dapat kape.
Just do what works for you. Parang right. Ganun yung sinabi.
There's if you go and research online on social media or in Google or in YouTube, they'd say na, this cigar is perfect for this kind of pairing and such. And then when you try it, parang hindi ko naman trip. Diba? And
parang so, suggestion. Parang meron suggested. Kasing pairing suggestions din.
Okay, so we'll talk more about that. Why, like, certain cigars are good with coffee, certain cigars are good with juice, or wine,
juice, yeah.
And sometimes just even water, right? So, and what are the different kinds of cigars, the difference in that, but first thing I want to know, or I want to share with people is, what's the basic do's and don'ts when you're starting out with lighting, for example, a cigar? The first thing. You start with something very basic.
So, how to cut a cigar?
Maybe, we'll start off like cigar itself, when you're lighting a cigar, for me, it's also like, part of the process.
Siguro the best do's and don'ts. Siguro pag bibili ka ng cigar. Let's say pupunta ka sa humidor.
Yeah. Okay. So if I'm a newbie and I'm going to your cigar shop here in 11 Brixton, if I'm going to Humidor Manila, what's the one thing I want to ask, you guys about cigars? What's the most important thing, like when I'm just gonna try it out? Like for,
Usually,
for example, if I'm a smoker, like a cigarette smoker or a vapor and I want to move to cigar.
Parang usually, what the new customers, new cigar smokers ask me, oh, bago lang ako nagsisigar. Oh. Gusto ko yung mild lang.
Oh, mild lang. Oh. Parang hindi masakit sa lalo muna. Yeah.
Pero me, parang sa tingin ko kasi, basing from experience, hindi naman lahat mag-aano sa mild lang eh. Marirealize sila habang nagsisigar sila na, ay, hindi pala ako sa mild. Dito pala ako sa medium. Medium to full.
O full.
So, medium to full meaning, strength yun. Strength and boldness eh.
Parang cigarette, no? Like,
so yung strength
lights.
Niya, strength level niya, yun yung nicotine level niya.
Right.
Tapos meron din nung boldness niya. Boldness meaning yung mouthfeel ng smoke.
Oo.
So pag bold siya, mausok, mas mausok siya.
Right. Because for those that don't know, cigar smoking is different from cigarette smoking. Just because you don't inhale it. Right? So, unlike smoking a cigarette, when you inhale it, it goes straight to your lungs. It's just mouthfeel. So, I mean, don't ever try smoking a cigar and making it go straight to your lungs. I mean, that's really bad. But the thing is, it just stays in your mouth. So, you're after the flavor of it.
Yes.
So, what are flavors that you're supposed to hit pag nag-smoke ka ng cigar?
One thing na misconception.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, like the other day, yesterday, may umorder sa akin. So, tumawag. Tumawag yung assistant. Sabi, ako yung sumagot. Do you have Davidoff Escurio? Sabi ko, yes, we have. Then, nag-send siya ng picture. Sabi ko, yes, exactly the same. So, I sent them kasi sa shop, meron kaming mga tasting notes and suggested pairings.
Yeah.
Kasi yun yung mga frequently asked questions. Eh. So, nag-send ako. Sa middle, nakasulat doon, hints of chocolate.
Okay, hints of chocolate.
So, pinadala ka na yung cigar. So, sinasmoke na nila. Sir, nagre-reklamo tong boss ko, bakit walang lasang chocolate? So, natawa ako. Sabi ko, kasi...
Is it his first time? First time niya?
I'm not sure.
Okay, okay.
Siguro bago lang. I assume bago lang. Yeah. Kasi, hindi mo naman talaga malalasahan as chocolate.
Right.
Hints lang. Parang siguro may hints lang na konti na chocolate. Pero hindi yung parang lasa, parang kumain ka ng chocolate. Hindi ganun. Flavored na yun.
Oh.
Iba yun.
Yeah. Okay.
Infused na yun.
Okay. So, you feel sometimes something dark, dark roasted.
Hints lang. Very hints. May maaalala ka lang na, oh, tastes like ganun.
So, those are, what flavors do you think would a person taste? Should taste in a cigar.
Well, merong hints of citrus. May
citrus.
Parang
okay.
Sour dulo.
Notes. Okay.
Sour notes. Meron din chocolate.
Okay.
Yung leather notes. Parang naamoy mo siya na parang leather.
Really?
Meron kon hints lang. Don't take it literally.
Okay. All right. So when you open a cigar, okay, sample, this is it, like, okay, what's the first thing you do when you hold your cigar?
So, first thing you do, before you smoke a cigar, you have to cut it.
Okay. Let's go with cutting one, like yung last call. Like, you want to make an example.
Sige.
So, the things that you need when you're smoking a cigar is a torch lighter. Preferably,
yeah,
no?
Preferably.
Not, bakit hindi, ano, yung normal na light, for example,
kasi meron siyang fluid, eh. Umaamoy yun dun sa...
So, papangit yung lasa.
Papangit yung...
Compared to a torch, wala. Wala ka mga
oo, kasi butane siya. Dapat butane.
Butane, okay. Butane torch.
Kahit hindi torch, may soft flame din naman na butane. Basta butane siya.
Okay. Some people use a matchstick pa rin. Is that okay?
Yeah, oh, okay.
Okay lang din.
Cedar. They use cedar strips.
Cedar strips, okay.
Yun naman cedar strips. Yun yung mga, sa mga cigar boxes.
Right.
Tapos kinakot nila.
Okay, so that's your cigar. So, a cutter. You should have a nice cutter. May two kinds eh, no?
Actually, three. There are three kinds of, cutters. Cutters you can use.
That merong, one is?
This one is a guillotine cutter.
Okay.
Or straight cutter.
Straight cutter. So, yung bilog talaga.
Right. So, yan. Guillotine siya.
Okay.
Tapos, meron naman nung... Ayan. Meron naman ng V. Yan yung guillotine or straight cutter.
Okay.
Tapos meron din ng V. Hindi ko lang dali.
So, kaya guillotine siya kasi if you put your head inside it, cut, diba?
Right, right.
Solid to. This probably how much? Mahal to, ah.
Mura lang.
Mura lang. You can check out their website, humidormanila.com. If you wanna check those out.
Okay. Okay, tapos meron V-cutter.
Yung V-cutter, yung favorite ko. Oh. That's what I use. Because so, I like the parang, you know,
May V siya.
Parang V yung cut. Oh. Yeah. Okay.
And then, there's a puncher.
Yung
iba kasi gusto nila, hindi nasisira yung sides nung...
So if this the end, binubutas lang yung gitna na parang malaking syringe.
Oh, parang ganun. Parang may bilog lang siya sa gitna. Hindi nasisira yung sides.
Okay, when you use the guillotine cutter, you don't cut yung whole part of it, right? Just the smallest, if you can.
Kasi lahat ng cigars may line yan eh.
Yeah.
Yung may shoulder yan. So, just before it curves, dun mo ikakot.
Right.
Above nun. Uh-oh. Above the line.
Right. Dun lang. Kasi if you cut more than that, nakukuha niya na kasi yung cigar mismo itself eh.
Oo, may wrapper kasi siya eh.
Tapos yun yung magtutuklap habang, when you were smoking it, so nakadikit yan sa labi mo, maghihiwalay-hiwalay siya. Mm-hmm. So you don't want that kasi medyo, yun yung dudura kasi may mga bits and pieces na didikit
sa labi mo. At saka mag-unravel yung cigar.
Tapos mag-unwrap yan. So isipin mo 30 minutes into smoking an expensive cigar, nagtutuklap siya, pangit siya tignan.
Sayang experience.
It's not like, you know, if you're a cigarette smoker, you know, you could smoke a cigarette for 5 minutes na nakatayo, di mo, Yossi break, lunch break, ganun, di ba? Mm-hmm. Mabilis lang. This, you have to sit down. For me, I think it is something you need to sit down comfortably, relaxed, wala kayong tipong
wala kang iniisip, hindi ka busy.
Hindi kayong parang nag-check ng email mo, kaya may ginagawa sa phone mo or ano. Oh. It's just you're clearing your mind. It's partly like meditating.
Right.
Kasi, you pair it with something, you know, to eat or to munch on, and then you have a drink where you're sa. Kasi you have to sit down comfortably. Kumbaga, wherever you're comfortable, tapos less distraction. Because you're time nga to relax. So, when you light a cigar with a torch, how do you light it naman?
First, before lighting it fully, kailangan mo, hindi naman kailangan, pero usually, ginagawa nila.
Inikot.
Tinotoast muna.
Okay, you call it toasting.
Toasting.
Okay.
So, for example, toasting this is the flame. Okay. Just simply, papaitimin mo lang yung, yung
para
foot.
Para magpantay siya. Okay.
And then? Yung foot ng cigar. Tapos, after mo matoast, doon mo siya ilalight.
May iba, kanyari ako, ang ginagawa ko, when I light it, paikot, so magpapantay siya, I blow out first the first one, just for, you know, yung mga lumabas. Tapos, pwede the naman. Second one is the one I...
Basta kailangan mo lang siya i-puff.
Pagka, I puff in.
I-puff in. Pero don't inhale.
Don't inhale it, okay? Guys, mas mataas ang nicotine content ng...
Siguro isang yan hawak mo na cigar, one pack of cigarettes na yung nicotine content.
Nicotine content. So, there's no filter, okay? So, you don't put a filter in cigars because it doesn't go straight to your lungs nga. Mm-hmm. So just after the flavor of it. So parang in Tagalog, hit buga. Mm-hmm. Diba? Hit buga lang siya. It doesn't go...
Parang lalasahan mo lang.
Lalasahan flavors, mo lang siya. Okay. So, you light it up. So when you light it up with the torch, sisindihan eh. Diba? And medyo parang apoy ng konti because you're blowing it
in.
Kumbaga, you're puffing it inside. And then, you know, I blow it in mga 3 times. Tapos, you know.
Tapos, just make sure na talaga yung all red na yung ano.
Oh, yeah.
Yung buong surface. Right. Para pantay yung pag-burn niya.
Yeah. Usually, people hold it downwards like this para mag-burn siya na pag-an. Kasi pag nakaganyan, namamatay siya eh.
Mm-hmm.
If you hold the cigar like this, isa pa ng cigarette. Sigarat na ubos pa rin kahit ganyan. Eh.
Depende naman. Basta tama lang yung pag-light mo. Kahit anong angle ng hawak.
So okay lang siya na...
Okay lang.
Minsan namamatay yung cigar eh, di ba? Minsan kanyari...
Kaya namamatay yung cigar, usually yan, yung causes nun, either over-humidified. Or yun, over-humidified.
Yeah, we'll talk about...
Or hindi maganda yung pag-light mo.
Storing humidifying later a cigar. But, okay. So you're in your cigar, and is there like an average time that you would say that, for example, you would puff? Is it like 1 per minute, perhaps, or one every 30, 45 seconds?
Yung sinasuggest nila, which I agree.
Oo.
Mga 1 minute interval.
One minute interval.
Kasi ang sabi nga nila, kailangan you have to keep your...
Burning.
You have to keep your cigar cool.
Cool.
Meaning, dapat hindi galit na galit yung
apoy. Hindi namumula, di ba?
Oo. Kasi medyo tendency nun, pasunod-sunod, di mainit yung cigar.
Pangit yung burn.
Pait, mapapait. Papait.
Tsaka parang pansin ko, parang mas burnt yung isang side, yung isa hindi pa sunog. Hindi siya pantay. One of what's a courtesy, kunyari makapal na yung ano mo, yung abo mo. Is there a certain courtesy? Like, for example, us two, we're smoking this cigar. What's the... Is there anything about courtesy on yun na pag nalaglag yung abo or ano? Hindi ba siya parang yosi? Di ba yosi? Tinataktak kasi.
Hindi siya advisable, no? Minsan kasi sumasama yung cherry.
Okay. What is the cherry?
Yung cherry yung pinaka ball nung...
Okay. Yung namumula.
Oo.
Okay.
So, pagka tinataktak mo yun, pwedeng mahulog yun. Pag nahulog yun...
So you let it off... Let it fall down normally.
Oo. Siguro mag-tira ka lang ng one...
So for example, you're smoking it and then it falls down.
Siguro better way instead na taktakin mo. I-ano mo lang. Ganun mo lang. Hanggang sa mahulog siya.
Okay. Kaya mo siya mahulog. Okay.
Lightly lang.
And then...
Tapos pag namatay, namatay yung cigar. Oh. Before mo sindihan ulit, take out the ashes muna. Scrape off mo yung ashes.
Right.
Saka mauli ilay.
Okay. Kunyari, nakangalahati na ako. If I don't wanna finish it, what do I do? If I wanna smoke it for
sayang
later.
Sayang eh. Ako, I don't recommend na hindi ubusin eh. But most of my clients, hindi rin nila inaubos. Minsan may kailangan silang gawin.
Yeah. O paano
kaya gusto nila, usually, ang binibili nila yung, Lem, gusto ko pang 30 minutes
pang 30
lang.
Minutes lang.
Or pang 45 minutes
parang
lang.
Ako 30 minutes,
hanggang 4 o'clock lang ako, gusto ko yung cigar na ganun.